The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, yesterday, Belgium and Man City winger Jeremy Doku arrived back in London for the birth of his first child after catching an emergency flight from Belgium's World Cup camp. And there was controversy surrounding this as L'Équipe, which is a French television station and news outlet, that their journalist France Perron caused international outrage with her response to this news, saying, "You cannot miss a World Cup. You have a chance to participate in a World Cup, and there are hundreds of footballers who would kill to be in your place." She has subsequently been suspended. But should professional footballers be allowed to skip important matches to attend things like the birth of their child? Or is this actually cause for controversy? And joining me now to discuss this is John Bruin, sports writer, editor and broadcaster. Good evening to you, John. John, what do you make of it? Is Jeremy Doku in the right or in the wrong?
He's in the right, isn't he? Surely. As a family man, attending the birth of his first child, no man or woman in particular, no woman will miss it, but no man should miss that, really, should they? Unless there's extenuating circumstances. We forget sometimes, don't we, that football is actually their job. Now, if you are a normal employee in the UK, you get 1 to 2 weeks paternity leave. And I don't think a footballer should be any different. And I suppose you've got to consider the esprit de corps within the Belgian camp. If he's not allowed to fly back to attend that birth and meet his new son, Praise, I believe is the name. Very nice name.
It is a nice name.
Yeah, it is a nice name, isn't it? And this whole story reminds us that times have moved on, haven't they? If we're talking England cricket tours, you hear tales of cricketers being out in Australia for 3 or 4 months or whatever and receiving a letter from their wife to say, you know, this is your child, maybe a photo. We have the technology. We have the availability to travel to the US and back. And he's back in Seattle this evening, I understand. So all is well.
Yeah, I mean, I fully, fully agree with you. But it is interesting because it isn't just France Perron in France who's been giving out. People online have been debating this too, going, oh, you know, you're in the World Cup. It's a chance of a lifetime. People dream of this. And lots of people seem to think that for some reason, attending the birth of your child is sort of optional if you're a dad, because as I've seen people say online, you don't actually have to do anything.
Well, I wonder what Mrs. Doku would have said if he said, "No, I'm not going to show up." I mean, he has to consider that as well.
Someone has texted John and said, "Is the World Cup not an extenuating circumstance? Once in a lifetime for many, he could go on to have multiple children." It's quite an interesting take on it.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but I suppose you have to consider what he considers most important, and clearly it's his family, and no one can deny anybody who considers that to be their priority in life. I think that's a perfectly normal stance to take for any person. It doesn't matter who it is. And I mean, there are cases obviously of people that have not done have not attended the birth, Or indeed, there was a story a few years ago of Rafa Benitez, the former Liverpool manager, not attending his father's funeral. And listen, these things happen and there may be reasons for that, but it's a group game. And one thing is, this is a extended World Cup. The group stage is supposed to be easy for a team like Belgium. They've not made it look that easy. Doku actually did miss that second game, not because of the birth of young Praise, but because actually he was not feeling too well. And that's probably a bigger problem. He'll be back for the next game against New Zealand, which they need to win. So nothing's really been lost in this.
No. I think it's quite interesting that we still, not all of us, not you and not I, but we, by we I mean society, some elements of it, sort of think family matters are not men's business, not really, that they have more important things to be dealing with, like a World Cup or like other aspects maybe of their career. There's still I don't know if that's misogyny, I don't know what that is. There's certainly some people who are kind of locked into gender roles here who seem very nonplussed by his decision in a way you and I are not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going into a whole world of toxic masculinity, aren't they? And you know, some of the people that own these social media networks and so on have lots of children, though we would probably doubt how attentive to these, you know, squadrons of children they actually are. But it's something that asserts your masculinity to be a father, but how you are as yeah. an actual father is an issue, isn't it? That appears to be one of the things that divides people.
It is interesting you said it's toxic masculinity, but somebody has pointed out in the text line, the fact is it was a woman who criticised this player, and that says a
well,
lot.
Well, quite, yes.
Yeah, he absolutely should get to decide what's important to him, and he made his decision. His personal life shouldn't be up for debate by that woman or any person, and I fully agree with that texter, actually. But there are a bunch of women, and maybe it's easier for me to say this than for you to say this, who kind of rubbish women's issues or rubbish this kind of thing, I think, as a way of distinguishing themselves as not that kind of woman, much more hard-nosed and career-focused or something. I think there's an internalized misogyny in some women that is very possibly why it was a woman who said this.
Well, yes, I do think it's easier for you to talk about
that. Yeah, I
thought
it might be easier for me to say that.
Yeah, I suppose a kick against feminism, I suppose, is what you're talking about there, isn't it? Yeah, and that certainly exists, doesn't it? And, you know, we must recall, of course, that the World Cup is a bringing together of many cultures and many ideas, and certain people at the World Cup and their families will have different ideas about that. That's true. But this is in Western Europe. This is in Belgium. Yeah. This is in France that this debate's being had. And the kickback against those that have dismissed Jeremy Doku for this, well, it's been, you know, presenter, she's had to, France Piriel, has had to step down from her show. Yeah. So that just shows you, you know, she's quite a big wheel in France. So,
she is,
you know.
And yet she has had to step down because of the backlash against it. Someone else has texted to say, anyone who says footy is more important than the birth of your child needs a wake-up call. I'm slightly heartened by the fact that so many people are supportive of him doing this and not, you know, there was a time when men did not attend the births of their children. I'm pretty sure my dad wasn't at the births of any of us in my family. And that would have been the norm then. But I think it's a good thing that we have moved. You may remember the controversy with Steve in Ireland. I think it was back in 2007. He had said that his one of his grandparents had died, and so he had to miss training. And then it transpired that wasn't true. And then he said, "Look, actually, my girlfriend had a miscarriage, and that's why I missed everything, and I didn't want to say that." And there was definitely a backlash against him at the time. And I remember thinking, "Your girlfriend having a miscarriage is a valid reason to miss work. That's a kind of a family emergency." And I don't think that careers, be that men's careers or women's careers, should be prioritised ahead of family emergencies.
No, not at all. And if you consider the you know, the great managers from a previous era, like Sir Alex Ferguson, he was very family oriented. He always wanted his players to be married, have children, so it kept them focused on, you know, earning a wage, being, you know, earning more money if they could, and you know, concentrate on the football, and the family issues. Family was at the very heart of Manchester United's success back in those days, and that in a different way. If you watch football these days, when teams win trophies, it's not long, is it, till you see the players bring the children on on the field with them and stuff like that. Attitudes have changed, you know, but the lives are private, but these kids are sometimes shown off, and sometimes that can be a bit much. But, you know, it's a big part of it. We have to accept that these people are human beings, not just automatons out there.
Absolutely, John. Look, thank you for joining us. That is John Bruin, their sports writer, editor and broadcaster. Maybe last text on this for now. What's most disturbing about the Jeremy Doku situation is that people think that they have a right to decide what this individual does. By the way, as far as I'm aware, there are some players in the World Cup whose partners are giving birth during the World Cup who have not gone home. No criticism has occurred there. Very interesting in terms of people's attitudes. Love to know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.